Iraq is a major topic of discussion for Vice President Dick Cheney during his 11-country tour of the Middle East. President Bush said this week that Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein, is a problem that must be dealt with. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports U.S. officials have increased the number of its meetings with Iraqi dissidents and exiled military officers.
Sipping coffee at his local Starbucks in Northern Virginia, Fawzi El-Shakhmari looks like a businessman taking an afternoon break. It's a bit jarring, then, to listen to him talk about his latest mission, coming up with ways to topple Saddam Hussein by reaching out to dissidents within Iraq's army.
Saddam Hussein controls the armed forces by fear, and our problem now is to defeat that fear. How? By military plans associated with very good media campaign. We will target the Iraqi mind.
Shakhmari, who still has a commanding presence, was a lieutenant general in the Iran-Iraq war. He says he was off in battle when his brother-in-law was executed for allegedly criticizing Saddam Hussein. That was what pushed him into exile in 1986. Now he heads an opposition group called the Iraqi Officers Movement and says he's been having more frequent contacts with U.S. officials of late. He's been telling them not to be too cautious.
We're getting more optimistic, and we notice there is some seriousness through our discussion, and they're pushing forward. But if they want to help, they will do the job. I think with the support of the United States, Saddam Hussein is not a problem.
Many U.S. analysts are less sure. So as the Bush administration considers how to deal with Saddam Hussein, the State Department has been courting not only political figures, but also Iraqi military defectors. David Mack, a former State Department official now with the Middle East Institute, has been encouraging this.
It is unlikely that we will see the emergence of a government in exile. I do hope that we will see the emergence of a very robust Iraqi opposition building on the many organizations and leaders who are already actively opposing the regime.
But those with a more hawkish approach to Iraq are worried that the State Department is just complicating matters. There is already an opposition group known as the Iraqi National Congress, which has a strong lobby on Capitol Hill and in the Pentagon. The INC's Entifad Kanbar clearly doesn't want his group sidelined.
The Iraqi National Congress is the umbrella for all opposition groups, and it has been functioning for the past 10 years or so democratically, and it should be the umbrella for all opposition groups to overthrow Saddam.
A State Department spokesman says U.S. officials are only looking to supplement the work of the INC by reaching out to disaffected military officers who might provide important insight. Generals like Shakhmari are unimpressed by the INC's work. Mack of the Middle East Institute says one of the lessons from Afghanistan is that the United States needs to deal with as broad a group as possible.
If we do have to be engaged in a major military way, it will again be important to be able to deal with people who can actually deliver things on the ground in specific regions and help us with specific tasks.
And exiled generals could be key. One name that's been floated as a potentially important figure with needed contacts and information is Nizar al-Khazraji. He's a former Iraqi chief of staff who now lives in exile in Denmark. The trouble for U.S. policymakers is that Khazraji faces what his supporters say are false accusations that he was involved in the gassing of a Kurdish town in 1988. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.